I hope you're having a good Thursday. We find ourselves today in Matthew chapter 17.
You'll read about the Transfiguration again today. We talked about that about a week ago. We'll talk about a boy who had a demon that caused seizures, and I think we'll cover that at another day. We'll probably do that tomorrow. But then I want to focus on about four verses that come at the end of Matthew 17. And this is the only gospel, one of the few things we've read about lately, that is only recorded in one of the gospels. I'm just going to read this out of the NIV for you. It says, after Jesus and his disciples arrived in Capernaum, remember, Capernaum was kind of his home base, the collectors of the 2 drachma temple tax came to Peter and asked, doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he does, he replied. When Peter came into the house, Jesus was the first to speak. What do you think, Simon? He asked. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? From their own children or from others? From others, Peter answered. Then the children are exempt, Jesus said to him. But so that we may not cause offense, go to the lake and throw out your line. This gets really cool here. Take the first fish you catch, open its mouth, and you will find a 4 drachma coin. Take it and give it to them for my tax and yours. Okay, so cool miracle there. First of all, cool miracle. I'd like to be able to go fishing and throw out my line. I can't catch anything, especially money, but I can't even catch a fish. But he says, throw your line out there and there will be a 4 drachma coin. Now, a drachma was about a day's wages. So you're talking about 4 days' wages. And there was some arguments. If you look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, there are some arguments as to whether they should have been paying this every year or just once in a lifetime. But this is a temple tax. So these are Jewish people, and there are taxes that they pay for the temple. Now, Jesus obviously is Lord of the temple, right? I mean, it's where people go to worship God, and Jesus is God. And so the first thing that comes to mind is, well, Jesus is exempt because he's God. And that's exactly what he talks to Peter about by giving him a little illustration. But then Jesus says, so that we may not cause offense, go out and catch this fish. It'll have the money. And Jesus, in doing this, was showing that he still felt it was important to follow the Torah or the Old Testament law. And you can look at this another way and say, well, this is about taxes. And Jesus should have been exempt from taxes. I mean, he was God and everything. And there are other times that we read in the scriptures that it talks to us about making sure that we follow what the government now wants us to do. Now, none of us like to pay taxes. I have yet to meet a person who likes to pay taxes. And Jesus did this in a really cool way. We don't get the opportunity to find our tax money in the bottom of a lake through a fish. But Jesus is saying this is important for us to follow the law of the land, specifically with this temple tax. So just something for you to think about today as you read, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.